Armed with a large box of supporting documents, Harry says the stadium is a gamble, and asking taxpayers to shoulder debt to build it is an unbearable burden.
It's private enterprise that built the city. It's private enterprise that will sustain this city. And subsidizing a leisure activity doesn't seem to me a very efficient use of government funds.
Harry refutes claims that a stadium will spark economic development in Wilmington.
With the preponderance of economic assessments we've seen, all the analysts point to the same thing, that this doesn't bring jobs to town. You're not going to benefit from this. You're going to be taxed for this. The only beneficiaries of this are Mandalay and the Braves.
Rafferty points to economists who argue projects like this don't work in locations where stadiums serve as the anchor for development.
In cities in which there is not a blight, the dog don't hunt. It just doesn't bring jobs. It does not bring additional funding. It does not bring anything to the city. So this is just not a good business deal.
Rafferty says the absence of private investment is alarming.
I think the important part is why private investors are not stepping up to this if there's money to be made, and permit the city to do what the city does very, very well, and that's to gain property taxes from corporations and companies that move here.
Sarah Wood, WHQR News.